You're listening to EPN.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
Once again, this is Eric Dye, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN, brought to you by Mosey Pro for Business, protecting the data that powers your business. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur, and as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today we are visiting with Joe Venere, the co-founder of Hybrid Athlete and innovator of kettlebell, endurance, and obstacle course training. So Joe, how can a busy professional get or stay fit? To kick off the program here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Well, somebody who is, you know, always traveling or on the road, trying to fit a workout into their schedule, really you don't have to think about getting to the gym to get a workout in. That can take place anywhere you have some open space, whether that's, you know, your office, outside, at home, or maybe even you're lucky enough that your company has a gym on the ground that you could get a workout in. So you'd be looking to utilize things like body weight exercises that don't require any equipment. And what I mean by that is kind of using your body weight as resistance, squats, push-ups, lunges, different movements like that. And one of the things that I always like to do is keep my sneakers, my running shoes, always in my car. And, you know, you really don't need a gym or any equipment to go for a run. So those few things will really get you on the right path.
What type of exercises and equipment allow one to stay fit at home or on the road?
Right, if you're looking to maybe develop a home gym or even have some equipment maybe around the office that you could use, there are some things that really, you know, lend themselves nicely to that situation. If you had a set of dumbbells, maybe a light or moderate weight you could use for a bunch of different exercises, and now they even make adjustable weight dumbbells. So you have one set of dumbbells that go from 10 pounds all the way up to maybe 30 or 40 pounds that allow you to really use a lot of different weight and complete a lot of different exercises. Another one of those things to maybe have around would be a jump rope. That you can throw in a bag, you know, with your running shoes, and they're always there. Skip rope mixed in with some dumbbell exercises and some of the bodyweight exercises that I had mentioned really can get a nice little circuit training going, and you don't need a lot of space or equipment with those things.
This episode of Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN today is brought to you by Mosey Pro for Business. Folks, when it comes to running a successful business, there are many things you have to get right, like hiring good people, but one thing is often overlooked, and that's protecting the data that powers your business. Computers, servers, external hard drives, and even tape backups are vulnerable to failure and data loss. In the U.S. alone, over 140,000 hard drives fail every single week. I want to tell you about our friends at Mosey, the most trusted name in online backup. They back up more data than the entire written works of mankind from the beginning of recorded history in all languages. One advertising executive's company lost an entire bank of servers, which nearly brought their business to its knees. Then he found Mosey Pro. He after said, "I was shocked at how fast it worked." And their people know how to work with Macs as well. Give our friends at Mosey a call. They've been doing this a long time and are the most secure, most trusted online backup service. Right now, you can save 15% by using promo code podcast15. Call 877-669-9776 or visit moseypro.com today. So, Joe, can you explain one or two of your favorite exercises that can be done anywhere?
Yeah, certainly. As far as not having equipment and maybe wanting to get a workout in when you're on the road, maybe head over to a park or out to a field, even up to a local school, their track. You can do things. One of my favorite exercises is called a burpee. And some people might know it as a squat thrust. It's basically a combination of a strength and cardio exercise. So you're challenging your muscles, but you're also getting your heart rate up. You would, standing in a standing position, reach down to the ground and kick your feet out to like the top of a push-up. Holding yourself in that position, you'd perform a push-up. and then kick your feet back to where your hands are, and then jump up towards the sky. So you're trying to do that, kind of incorporate that all into one fluid motion, in order to kind of, like I said, get the heart rate up and challenge your muscles as well. Another exercise I use when I don't have any equipment around, we call it a jump touch. And it's basically you're squatting down to the ground and touching your hands to the ground and then jumping with your hands high, like towards the ceiling as high as you can go. So you're jumping up and then going down and touching the ground. And that goes along with the burpee where you're challenging your muscles, but you're also really burning a lot of calories because you're using more than one muscle group and more than one energy system.
What nutritional advice would you give someone who is always busy traveling and eating out, etc.? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, definitely. That's a problem a lot of people have. I think they really try to make it much more difficult than it is. My biggest tip is to keep it simple. We all kind of know what healthy is as far as foods go. You know, if it's a fruit or a vegetable, if it's a lean protein like meat, chicken, even things like salmon, you can pretty much get them anywhere. So if you're going out to a restaurant, choosing things along those lines, a lean protein source, and then something like a vegetable or even a side salad, those things you can't really go wrong with. A lot of times, though, you don't even have to necessarily go and eat out and sit down. And instead of running by a fast food restaurant, I always encourage my clients to go ahead and stop at the grocery store. Make a pit stop there. Pick yourself up, you know, a bag or a can of almonds. Head over to the deli, get a quarter pound of turkey, and maybe grab an apple on the way out. Or grab two of everything if you're not going to have time to eat later. And you'll have those things on hand. So being prepared and planning goes a lot into that. If you're somewhere where you're not familiar with in a new city traveling, the grocery store is pretty much the same wherever you go. So you could get, you know, the same kind of foods. Go ahead and buy yourself some things and pack for the day or pack for a couple days. And if you are eating out, even on business lunches and things like that, just make healthier options. Ask them if they could, you know, maybe put the dressing on the side or use a, you know, fat-free cooking spray instead of cooking your dish in butter or steam your vegetables. Those little tweaks will go a long way in building a healthier lifestyle.
Joe, great information. Thanks so much for joining us here today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
I really appreciate it.
You betcha. And we've been visiting with Joe Venere, the co-founder of Hybrid Athlete and innovator of kettlebell endurance and obstacle course training. And the website is thehybridathlete.com. This has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, brought to you by Mosey Pro for Business, protecting the data that powers your business. Join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. We do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.